online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. I love waiting for our song. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV.
So relaxing.
This go ahead, sing it, Mark.
Hot summer night of Clipped, episode 8, The Gambler.
Oh yeah, Clipped after dark.
I like
on AfterBuzz.
I wanted to Google their opening song because I like the song that plays at the opening.
Yeah, we were thinking about that too. It's such a fun song.
Yeah, we need to try and find that. Hi. I am one of your hosts this evening, Mark J. Freeman, and I am joined by the lovely and vivacious
Cameron Lewis.
Hi!
I stole it again. At the only camshaft Twitter and Instagram, Jordana.
I'm Jordana Morfin, and you can follow me at Jordana _ Morfin.
But we're trying to get Jordana to change her Twitter back to
Mighty Morfin.
It's Morfin
Mighty
time. Morfin.
Yeah, we're trying. We'll try and work on that. I have to make an announcement real quick before we get into Clipped, The Gambler. I did start a Twitter for my hair.
Because of people's comments.
Because of comments I get about my hair, especially when I do the Days of Our Lives. It's kind of become a thing. And every time they're in the chat room and during the episode and stuff, they're always making comments about my hair and comparing my hair to other people on the show. So I decided to do, and I wanted to do at Big Hair Don't Care, but it was taken.
Ooh.
Big Hair Don't Care
my
with
bad,
a K
Mark.
Was even taken. Very upsetting to me. So I went with Living for the Hair.
Ooh, number four.
The number four.
All right.
Number four. Living for the Hair. So you can follow my hair on Twitter. I've already tweeted out a couple pictures before and afters, you know, in the morning, that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, all right, so let's get into The Gambler.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully our cast of misfits over at Clipped are watching our after show since none of them are here.
Ashley Tisdale posted another video this week on Twitter just a few hours ago while they were watching. They look like they have so much fun when they're watching the show together.
Yeah.
They're all like eating Thai food.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
Well, I think that's what's happening is they're getting drunk watching and then they're like, I can't go at 11 o'clock and join those crazy people.
Deanna was telling us how fun it is.
Yeah, she was telling us. Thank you guys so much. Deanna and CJ have been here. I did try. As I got here, I tweeted out Ryan and Mike and was just like, still hoping that maybe one of them will show up at 11 o'clock. And
that'd be great. P.S. So you guys, CJ says hi.
Hi, CJ.
He just commented. CJ Vanna, who plays Lonnie on the show, who was hilarious this
episode.
He just commented on the YouTube chat. So if you'd like to do that, just search for AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. You see a little clip thing. We're doing that live right now. CJ, Matt Cook too. Cook, stealing away.
Well, he must be. He told me he couldn't come today because he's packing. So he's probably packing with his computer on, watching us.
Oh yeah.
I don't know where he said he was going, but he's out of town. So we learned in this episode. This one seemed there was a lot more seriousness this episode, like with Mo and Joy and then Buzzy's gambling and Buzzy's mom and all that kind of stuff. So there was there were more moments of not, you know, more serious, sad or sweet kind of stuff. I felt like, maybe you disagree. But we did find out that Buzzy is a gambler. And I loved that opening bit when Tommy comes in, he's like, what did you do? And he's like, why don't you tell me what I did? I just love him. Like, if you were married, you would understand why that comment is hysterical.
I wasn't expecting that one at all.
Yeah.
When we found out that he has a gambling problem.
Oh.
I was like, Buzzy?
Well, it's interesting because we talked about finding out why he ended up selling or losing the barbershop. Oh, and we finally found out why.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he lost it in gambling.
Yes. which, see, I was That's trying to wait till bet. The end to say this, but now I got to say it now.
Say it.
Since you just set it up for me.
Set it up.
Mike Castle got my quote of the episode. Sorry, Deanna. Mike beat you this time. I'm not even exaggerating. I wish you guys... See, we don't get to watch it together because you guys watch before I get to watch. But I was literally crack... I had to pause. You know, I had my Mark moment when Ben says, why do you think I own a barbershop named Buzzy's? Can't even say it. And then AJ said, because who'd want to get their hair cut at a barbershop named Little Assholes? I literally couldn't stop laughing. I was just like, oh, I guess, and I just wasn't expecting it to come from AJ either, too. Yeah. So it was.
That's a Charmaine quote.
Yeah, it was totally a Charmaine. Totally quote. Something Charmaine says so. But
this
I like
is
how
probably the mildest Charmaine episode we've had.
Mildest. Yeah. Definitely the mildest. Although she did say, wait, I wrote it down here right at the very opening. when Joy's like, said something about, she said something really sweet about the Doyles or something. Mm-hmm. Wait,
I think they're talking about the haircut, right? How they're going to get their hair done?
Yeah, and then, but Joy said something really sweet, and she said, can we get a mop over here? Joy is crapping rainbows. Yeah.
I thought, I kind of started getting a little bit of a crush time on Joy this episode.
Yeah.
She was, poor Joy.
Yeah.
Joy.
That scene with, we're just going to jump around. We're just going to talk about everything.
Yeah.
The scene when Mo comes over with the dental floss, I swear to you, like, that's a scene I want to now, like, if I was an acting teacher, I'd be like, okay, here's yours. Like,
that
there's,
is totally
it was
true.
So,
yeah.
Like, it was such a scene about dental floss, but it was so much more.
It was so,
it was cute. And I was just like,
yeah. Did Mo, okay, did Joy tell Mo, or yeah, did she explain this to him a while back, or did he just kind of...
Yeah, so he was saying essentially that her husband, somewhere along the road, hid the dental floss, or can't, you know, misplaces the dental floss, right. Or whatever.
She hid it from Bart, because he was leaving dental floss places, so she hid it, and then she forgot where she hid it.
Oh, so she was talking about it.
She needed it, but she couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he brings up that whole thing, which kind of initiates... a storyline in the episode, mm-hmm. which is Joy may not be so happy with Bart, her husband, who we haven't met yet.
Haven't yet met.
And I really want to know who this guy is.
I wonder if we're going to meet him.
I wonder if it's going to be like Norm's wife on Cheers. I don't know. I keep going back to the Cheers thing. Sorry, Boston. If it's just going to be the name, we always hear the name. We don't ever actually see the person.
I feel like we might encounter him.
Maybe.
I think
it'd be like a Bart Mo smackdown.
Yeah. That would be great.
Matt Cook, who plays Mo, by the way, on the show, just commented on the YouTube chat saying, Little A-holes is absolutely one of my favorite lines. Killed me every time.
I literally it was pure genius. I loved it. I couldn't get enough.
Such a funny line.
Yeah. No, it was great. And then... And then it was funny, too, because I feel like every episode so they were trying to pretend to lose to give Buzzy his money back for his mom. But, of course, Ben.
He's always stingy with the money.
Ben.
He just never wants to, like, he takes so much coaxing to get him to be nice, you know?
But I love how each episode, he's stingy about money. It has to be
every single episode.
Yeah.
Always about money. There's some kind of complex because he's mm-hmm. short, no
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. And then we also find out about his close relationship with his
mom. Best friend.
Who's on growth hormones. Supplements.
That's what I love about the show. It's what we brought up with Deanna last week. By the way, Deanna Reason over we had on the show last week. She plays Charmaine. If you didn't get a chance to watch that, it was a fun episode last week.
Yeah.
But we were talking to her about the fact that they keep adding buttons on jokes on jokes on jokes.
Yeah.
And that was just one of the situations where they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so, and then there's the whole scene with Tommy when he comes up to, and he talks about the bones, the mother, like, goes on and on and on about her bones and everything, and then since we have CJ watching, we gotta give, he yelled at the baby when they were like, someone needs a tummy. And he yelled at the baby. I was just like, oh, I can't with this. He's like that, the echo, the annoying echo, like the stuff that you're thinking, he just says it. Yeah. It was great.
But we finally saw the Doyle sisters.
We did.
The Doyle sisters.
I was so happy in the teaser, in the opening, when she mentioned them, I was like, okay, you better not just mention them and not show them. They better be, you know, in this.
For sure.
So we find out that, we find out that Danny agreed to do hair, her and Charmaine agreed to do hair for the Doyle sisters for a wedding, and Joy was gonna do their makeup.
Yeah.
So they come in, they, that, Rhonda and Rosalie
are in their underwear. Wait, I totally missed that. They were in their
Their bra. I think you like missed undergarments.
It because it's like you can't stop looking at the faces and stuff that they're making, right. The jokes that they're making, and so anything else just you don't even.
And
they're
the
already
shoes,
ridiculous.
They were the ridiculous shoes. They were in like a bra and corseted. I own those kind of things. You know, I cross-dress, so I have all those undergarments.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, so it was the two of them were sitting there in their underwear the whole time. It was hysterical.
I was not paying attention. I was just laughing at
I like how they
jokes.
Weighed in on the situation with Joy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how they were weighing in on that. Because it was it was both poignant and funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really great. And by the way, Katie Rose Donahue on the YouTube chat right now says Matt and Lauren, Matt Cook and Lauren Lapkus, who play Joy and Mo, make the simplest scene so great.
So
Hashtag acting.
So
which
cute.
I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. Because also, Mo is this loud character most of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him come down in that kind of warm, somber level is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm falling more and more for him every episode, too. Like, I just think he's fantastic. All the nuances and everything about that character and everything are just genius to me.
Obviously, like, advances in... Oh, Katie Rose Donahue also says the Doyle sisters in their Spanx! Point.
Spanx, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
It was so funny. It's interesting to see Mo and Joy's relationship develop a little bit more. Because up until this point, I think it's safe to say we assumed Mo was going to make a fool of himself in some way, and instead he did what was best for Joy, which totally fits the character better than just going off the wall.
And of course Ben comes over and it's like, why didn't you? This was your...
Yeah.
But Mo can't do that.
I like how we saw how Joy has a soft side for him.
Yeah.
Before we didn't really see it, you know?
Well, and we didn't know if there was even anything at all there.
From her end.
We never really saw anything like... I mean, she's sweet to everybody, so you don't know, is she just being sweet to be sweet? But this time we actually found out, like...
She probably does like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she does. We know she does.
Right. Just so darn cute.
Well, I remember when this when it first started, I predicted that Joy was going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
You know what, Jordana? I am so tired of your predictions being accurate. I feel like I have like the most ridiculous things that I just hope are going to happen, and they never do.
Never do. Well, I do the same thing when I do predictions.
Obviously not, because you predicted the Doyle sisters were going to sleep with Ben, and it happened.
Yeah.
And I thought that was ridiculous.
and one episode we said, when it was just you and me, we said something, and then Deanna tweeted
that
one of us was right about our prediction, and I keep meaning to go back and watch that episode to see what we said, because I didn't remember what I said or what you said
What
did we say? In the scene when when Joy was doing Rhonda's makeup, I do believe I've got all the sisters down now in my head.
Pretty sure it was Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda. And she was talking, and she's
yes. Does Joy even know how to do makeup?
On that note, Katie Rose Donahue again on the YouTube chat says, "Why is Joy horrible at makeup?" The Doyle sisters looked insane. It's because they don't sit still.
Well, that too. And I think that's probably, if you ask them, because if you're doing their makeup, like, what do you want it to, that's probably what they asked for. You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't.
Yeah.
They think they look fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Those dresses they were wearing for the wedding.
Yeah.
Disco balls.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
I love that it's all tied together with the red hair, too. It's just so perfect. It's just so perfect.
And the, what, hold on, there was another one. When Danny says, when they go to leave for the wedding, and Danny goes, the four drunkest guys at that wedding have no idea what's about to hit them.
That's so good. Oh man, can you guys imagine going to a wedding with the Doyle sisters?
Oh my god, I want to go to every wedding with the Doyle sisters.
It would be the best time of
your life. I want to go to Ralph's with the Doyle.
Seriously though. Like,
I want that to be a reality. Me spending time with the Doyle sisters everywhere around LA.
This is where you've reached out to them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So we've gotten three thumbs up.
Yes.
That I'm in. We're still waiting on Rita.
She'll come through.
I don't see her on Twitter as much, so maybe that she just hasn't seen it.
Okay.
So if the other Doyles, Rhonda, Rosalie, and Robin, want to talk to your sister Rita and get her on Twitter. And get her to respond and get her in here next week.
This is what I'm worried about, because imagine a wedding with them, but imagine them here in the studio with us.
I can't even.
It's going to be off the walls.
I can't even.
I'm so excited.
I might have to miss it, because I don't know that I could handle
it. They'll faint from excitement.
I'm going to hide in the booth back there, because I'm like, I can't. I would just laugh the whole time.
Really quick, Broadcast Asylum on the YouTube chat says, favorite line was also the little a-holes line.
Hands down.
And Katie Rose Donahue actually brought up something from last week. Who would have ever predicted Moe's mom would murder a pigeon? Dot Marie Jones.
Yeah.
Punching the pigeon last week.
And can we talk about how many pigeons were on that behind them playing poker?
I kept going,
are they real? Are those real pigeons? Ask Matt and CJ to tell us if those are real, if they're still in the chat room. Because I want to know if
Cook just commented, again, Matt Cook plays Mo, just commented on the YouTube chat and said, we went through 42 pigeons till we got that camera angle right.
Really?
I think he's joking. But still.
Oh, okay.
I love that they use the pigeons, though.
Because I love it.
This whole scene outside with the gambling and the poker and all that, it totally legitimizes the fact that they're on a roof.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I just kept going, would real pigeons sit there that close? I mean, I know that they do get close to you. I know they typically do. But that just seems like really hard. Like, there have to be hysterical outtakes of those pigeons.
I would freak out, wouldn't you?
I hope that they release.
Can we get a blooper reel from Clip?
We need to.
That would be fantastic.
Hashtag pigeon reel.
CJ or Deanna or Matt, somebody, please get us a blooper reel.
Please do it.
That would be fantastic.
Let's remind everybody, subscribe to that podcast.
Yes.
You can listen to us talk about the show. You can listen to when we have people like Deanna on.
And CJ.
We're going to have the Doyle sisters on.
Yeah.
We can pop up on your phone.
So two more episodes.
Two more episodes for the first season, but I think we're all very hopeful for season two.
I did find, remember I told you guys I had Googled and found a website. They were saying that they're thinking positive. They think that it's going to go to a second season.
Yeah,
they think it's going to be TBS's, like, finally their hit. So on that website, there was a thing that said, email us when they announce if there's a second season. So I put in my email. So hopefully I'll get
an email
right away as soon as it is announced.
I hope so too.
And I can tweet it out.
That's something we all want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's so many people on social media that are active about it.
Yeah.
With Clip, the cast, us, fans, people from Brazil.
Brazil and Russia now follow me too.
So amazing.
And we're tweeting about it all the time. I love that.
So amazing. So what did you guys think of the gambling
episode? I mean, I'm not for gambling.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. No, I just, like you said, I think it's nice because we're finding out all the stuff about people on the show and their backstories and how it all kind of came together and stuff like that. And I was reading another article about the show and they were talking about how these are all people that went to high school together, but didn't necessarily hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that's such a great way to look at it. You know what I mean? Because they probably didn't hang out. I mean, AJ and Danny did, obviously, and Mo and Ben.
Right.
But as a group, they wouldn't have necessarily all sat at the same lunch table.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought that was a great way of looking at it.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that last scene when it's just Ben and Buzzy and they're gambling.
Yeah.
And they start singing that song.
Oh, my God. The
song that Ben gets
Ben's
emotional
mom's
over.
Yeah.
Yes. And they could sing.
That was so
I was like, they can actually sing. I mean, this is from someone who doesn't.
The song, which is Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy is You and Me Against the World. That's the one we played at the top of the show.
Yeah. And I love that every time we come in, there's a song in the show that we can play. Like, there's always something that we're like, oh, boom, this.
Yeah, there was one from the wedding. There was,
I love that.
That scene was great because all of them, all the Doyle sisters and AJ and Mo just start singing the song. And he's like, why are you singing it? He's like, what do you mean? We're just singing to the baby.
Holding the baby
wink,
in the
wink.
Window.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And another line that, because you know all I do is write down quotes of people on the show, was at the very end when Mo asks for the baby from the Doyles.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, don't worry. He's not wet. Rita spilled beer on him. I did.
I did. Fact. It happened.
I was just like, oh my God. Even like that. It's like, I just can't. I just can't stop. And then when they ask Joy to come drinking, Charmaine and Danny, they're like, hey, you come have a drink with us. Danny's buying. Well, I didn't say that. Well, I already said it, so now you can't take it back.
It's happening now.
It's happening.
It's fact.
It's happening.
I have a quick pigeon update for you guys.
Oh, yes! Yes!
By the way, we love how the cast members comment on the YouTube channel.
I know, I love it.
On the YouTube
it.
Live chat during the show. It's so funny.
If they can't be here, at least they're watching and partaking.
We love the support. CJ Vanna, who plays Lonnie, is saying, they're real. They're insane. Matt Cook plays Mo. Ha ha ha. They're real. They're hungry for the camera.
Oh,
they're hungry for the camera.
Wow. Okay, so they are real.
So they're pigeons who want acting careers, apparently.
Clearly. They've got a better agent than I do.
Which is the one that volunteered to be hit and punched by Dot Marie Jones? That's my question.
Is that one still around? That's what
Maybe
I want to know. And I'll let, since CJ's watching, I'll let him know. Anytime you want to thumb wrestle, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
That should be a whole episode, the thumb wrestling.
I love it.
I don't really have... Go. You always have... Jordana always has like a... And you know somebody... And I was talking to someone about this. Like, you always come in with something, and it's always something like, oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Like, you always get these little nuggets.
Jordana's tidbit of
I know. I think so.
We did forget something very important.
Okay, what was it?
AJ, at the end, holding the baby.
Oh,
You really wanted to see this.
Yeah.
Danny and AJ just, like, skyrocketed... on their relationship.
Although,
last week was just like, it's
going to date.
Are we going to go? I guess.
Yeah.
Although she did cancel the date because of having to stay to do the Doyles. Remember, she walks over and says, I have to cancel for Sunday.
Right. But I love how Danny was like, you're going to be
that
a great
true.
Dad someday.
Yeah.
And she's
they're
loving
totally
it.
Setting it up.
And AJ's like, I don't
know how.
And he's like, it feels nice, but he looked like he was carrying
and he peed on him.
Yeah.
Peed on him.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
But that scene was, I felt like, that was one of my favorite scenes just because I'm so obsessed with their relationship that, you know,
I could see, I was watching Ben because I could see him in the office behind. So I was, and because he was so lit, I was like, okay, something's going to happen. Like, I didn't know if he was going to come out, if he was eavesdropping, if he was watching on the camera. So then we had that moment where they played the song and he was watching it, Helen Reddy on YouTube or whatever he was at. Thought it was fantastic. So, but when they were cutting over to that, I happened to see AJ and he was playing with the baby and he was doing the little hand peekaboo with the baby. I thought it was really cute as well. Yeah, I really thought that this episode had definitely, it was more, it definitely, I felt to me like it had more.
We learned more.
Right? There was more learning. There was more tenderness. There was more seriousness, I guess. instead of just all.
I think that those are the shows, the comedies that last, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, again, like we talked about from the first episode, we know all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're building actual solid relationships, and it's not always funny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Life, I mean. The show is always funny.
Right.
But it's the warmness of it, I think, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And they feel like genuine relationships. They feel like a group 100%. Of people that...
They're relatable.
That went to school together, that grew up together, that have life experiences that they can all relate to because they were, you go home to your hometown if you're not from LA. I mean, I guess you could do it here in LA too. But like when I go home to LA, you know, there's stuff that I talk to my friends that I grew up with about, you know, it's relatable because you understand how it was and things. So it's just, you totally get that from all of them.
Absolutely.
You know? Anything else in the chat room going on there,
there's
mister?
There's a few things. Just want to give a couple updates. Catherine, or Katie Rose Donahue is saying Mo and AJ always sing together. Matt Cook says we work well together vocally.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Deanna Reasonover says the pigeons, Deanna, who was on the show last week, plays Charmaine, say the pigeons are union. They get 10% of the scale for stunts. So ridiculous. Deanna says that was a prop baby, don't tell its mom.
That baby, LaMarcus, was so cute. I have to say, that baby was adorable.
Cute baby.
Matt Cook is saying the pigeon union is legit. And by the way, thank you for commenting on the YouTube chat, but Matt Cook and CJ also sent us a picture on Twitter. I just retweeted it at the only camshaft. Watching together. Packing for Scotland.
He said he was going.
We love the love we're getting from you guys.
Yeah,
thank you so
fantastic.
Much for watching.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. We love it. And it better get a season two.
We will get a season two.
That's all I have
two.
To say. It will.
Yeah.
It will. I can't.
Be confident.
It would be very dumb on TBS's part to not renew the show.
Absolutely.
Because I just think it's fantastic. So, all right. So, and I tried to find some news and gossip. I was Googling all evening when
no
I got home from work,
news.
And there wasn't anything. So, we'll just, I guess, tell everybody how to find us on social media and get ready for the final two episodes.
Oh,
I know.
That's sad. Well, you guys can find me Twitter and Instagram at TheOnlyCamShaft. CameronLewis.com is a website. Big shout out this week. Really quick to the Clip Brazil Twitter account, because you guys are constantly tweeting us during the week with your updates and your comments. And right now, actually, I just got one then saying, the end of the show, I wanted to die, for real. Talking about AJ holding the baby.
I love that.
But thank you so much, guys, for tweeting us during the week. Jordana?
And you guys can find me at Jordana_Morphin on Instagram and on Twitter. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, or my hair on Living for the Hair. That's a four, the number four, Living for the Hair. Or on Facebook / The Mark J. Freeman. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us, Season 1, Episode 8, The Gambler, here for TBS's hit comedy, which will get picked up for a second season.
That's right.
We're going to just put it up in the universe
because
it's going to happen. Thank you guys for joining us in Brazil and in Russia, too. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.